This is Awesome Etiquette from the Infinite Guest Podcast Network and presented by VPR. I'm Daniel Post-Senning.
And I'm Lizzie Post from the Emily Post Institute. Each week at this time, we answer your questions about modern etiquette, like this one.
Dear Dan and Lizzie, with the holidays approaching, my family has begun to ask what I want for Christmas. I am 25 years old and live with my husband and two cats. I love spending time with my family, but Christmas gifts make me feel uncomfortable and childlike. I appreciate my family and in-laws' willingness to spend money on me, and I am grateful for their kindness. However, I have recently hit some financial trouble, and I need to purchase a new computer and a new car. Is there a way I can tell my family this and ask for cash instead of gifts? It feels wrong to ask for cash for Christmas, but I feel like I'll end up returning any gifts I get and don't want to be dishonest. Thank you. Empty pockets.
Empty pockets. I totally feel your pain on this one. Not sure you're going to love my answer, though. I really don't think you can ask for cash in this way. I think it's one thing to be talking to your parents about the fact that, you know, hey, mom and dad, we're really trying to save up for a new computer and a new car, and cash would be the most helpful thing right now. But my grandmother used to know that I was struggling in my 20s financially, and she would say to me explicitly, this cash that I am giving you is for you to buy a present for yourself. It is not to go towards bills. It is not to go towards something like what I'm saving up for in that way. And she really tried to impart on me that birthdays and holidays where gifts are given are a time for family members who wish to give you something that in your day-to-day life you may not be able to purchase. To use the phrase, you can't look a gift horse in the mouth. And I think it's probably important for you to have the conversation with your parents, who you're very close to. But I would not extend this conversation to cousins, aunts, uncles, brothers, and sisters. I could never imagine, for instance, Dan, in our Christmas cousin draw, telling cousin Jeep or telling cousin Casey or telling you, hey, I really just need $40 instead of, or cash instead of an Amazon gift card or a such and such.
I actually came to a very similar place. I was thinking, you know, that's a discussion I might have with my parents.
But I wouldn't extend it.
And maybe they could talk to a sibling word of mouth, but I wouldn't give that direction even to them necessarily. When I started to think about the mechanism for how I would try to give that direction, I wasn't coming up with anything that I felt really comfortable saying. This would be a good way to get that word out.
Well, and I think that one of the flip sides, Dan, is that imagine if you just – would you feel comfortable accepting cash from a cousin for money towards a car or a computer? And that's one where I personally, me, I'd feel a little kind of awkward about it, but I would feel really comfortable accepting cash from my parents. So sometimes it's thinking about how I would actually feel receiving that from someone if maybe the holiday wasn't surrounded by it.
And I was thinking I might not mind.
Right.
If my brother wanted to help me do, and that was really what I wanted and what was going to work
in life. And you and Will
are
really close. Yeah. So
And if it didn't rob him of giving me a personal gift and he really felt good about it, I was thinking just from a very practical perspective, I think if both parties feel good about it and it makes everybody feel good, that can be a nice gift. And if there's a way to get that word out,
I was
going to
say, the ask is the hard part.
It is. That's the tricky part for me also.
Yeah. So there you have it, empty pockets. We don't have good language for you to be able to ask family members kind of beyond parents. But I do encourage you to continue as you have, accepting with generosity of spirit the gifts that do come your
way.
Whatever
they may be.
Whatever they may be. And hopefully you will be able to find a way to raise the money for the new computer and the car in your own life. And it does sound like you have a great family supporting you.
This is Awesome Etiquette, recorded at Vermont Public Radio.
You can listen to our full-length weekly podcast anytime. Search Awesome Etiquette on your podcast app.
Awesome Etiquette is produced by Infinite Guest.